Hello everyone, and welcome to the AGEL FY 2024 earnings call. My name is Nadia, and I'll be coordinating the call today. If you would like to ask a question at the end of the presentation, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you have joined online, please use the Q&A chat box provided. I will now hand over to your host, Tarang Amaru, from Standard Chartered Bank to begin. Tarang, please go ahead.
Thank you, Nadia. Good afternoon and good morning, everyone, depending on which part of the world you are in today. This is Tarang Amaru here from Standard Chartered Bank, and I would like to warmly welcome you to this fixed income interaction session today for Adani Green, post the listco's release of financial statements earlier today. With us today, we are very, very pleased to have from the company, Mr. Sagar Adani, Executive Director, Mr. Amit Singh, CEO, Mr. Funsuk Wangyal, CFO, Mr. Rajkumar Jain, Head Business Development, and Mr. Viral Rawal, Head Investor Relations. With that very quick round of introductions, I'd like to hand it over to the management team for prepared remarks, followed by a Q&A session.
Tarang, thank you for the introduction. Hello everyone on the call. Thank you for joining in. Appreciate it. This is Sagar Adani, and I will just give a brief overview of Adani Green and where we are with regards to FY 2024, and then open up for Q&A. So Adani Green Energy is India's fastest growing renewable energy company, and we've achieved 10.9 gigawatt of operating capacity. This is a testament to our focus on project execution, operational excellence, building resilient supply chains, innovation, and leveraging technology to enable affordable and renewable power. In FY 24, we strengthened our market leadership with 2,848 megawatts of greenfield capacity addition, which marks a 35% year-on-year increase. The capacity addition by Adani Green alone accounts for over 15% of India's total renewable energy capacity addition all across the country in FY 24. We are developing the world's largest single location renewable energy plant of 30,000 megawatts in a single location in Khavda. This project will set a blueprint for ultra-large-scale renewable energy development globally. The project is spread across 538 square kilometers, almost five times the city of Paris, and will be completed by 2029. In fact, in the same location, we've already operationalized 2,000 megawatts of capacity in FY 24. Just within 12 months of breaking ground. I'm glad to share that in FY 24, we've delivered a very robust financial performance across all metrics on a year-on-year basis. Our revenue from power supply increased by 33% to rupees 7,735 crores. Our EBITDA increased by 30% to rupees 7,222 crores. Our run rate EBITDA stands at a strong rupees 10,462 crores. The net debt to run rate EBITDA is at 4x compared to 5.4x last year. Our cash profit has increased by 25% to rupees 3,986 crores. This consistently high operational performance has enabled us to deliver an industry-leading EBITDA margin of 92%. Our investors have also reposed tremendous faith in our strategic vision. AGEL has further strengthened ties with our strategic partners and investors, including TotalEnergies, GQG Partners, and Qatar Investment Authority. We have also refinanced Restricted Group 1 bond with a fresh 18-year bond issuance of 409 million, which was oversubscribed 6.5 times. Our continued focus on improving performance across ESG parameters has significantly advanced our rankings and ratings by globally recognized independent bodies. In its latest assessment, ISS ESG ranked AGEL the top number one company in Asia, and amongst the top five in the RE sector globally. CDP rated AGEL in the topmost category of A for supplier engagement and A minus in their climate change assessment. India's green power revolution is underway at an accelerated pace. This necessitates developing large utility-scale storage projects in a speedy and cost-effective manner to support the base load requirements of the country. Pumped hydro storage, a mature and proven technology, emerges as a very strong contender. We are targeting addition of at least 5 gigawatts of pumped hydro storage capacity by 2030 and have already kicked off construction work for the first 500 megawatt project in Andhra Pradesh. With this, we have revised our renewable energy capacity target of 2030 upwards from 45 gigawatts to 50 gigawatts. We continue as AGEL to remain fully funded to achieve our 50 gigawatt target both from a debt and equity perspective. We are on track to achieve the 2030 target with locked-in land parcels and transmission connectivity fully de-risked in Gujarat and Rajasthan. We also have a development pipeline for pumped storage projects across four different states in India. We are committed to lead India's energy transition, and we aim to more than double our greenfield capacity addition to 6,000 megawatts in the current fiscal year. Thank you, everyone, and we'll open up for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you have joined online, please use the Q&A chat box provided. If you would like to remove your question, please press star followed by two. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure your phone is unmuted locally. We have our first question via the chat from Eric Liu from Nomura. There was a net income attributable to minority non-controlling interest of INR 1.6 billion in the fourth quarter FY 2024, 52% of PAT, while the past quarters did not have such a high proportion in terms of PAT. Would you mind to elaborate on this item? Thank you.
Yeah, hi. So as the members recollect, to last Q3, we had this strategic relationship with Total, whereby Total expanded their relationship into for additional 1050 megawatt. Plus, as we informed to the broader stakeholder that as a part of strategic engagement, what we did was NCD, which was staple instrument in nature, was completely converted into CCD. So from that perspective, now Total has completely equity risk as far as AG23 portfolio is concerned. So this INR 1.6 billion in Q4 is basically the Total's controlling stake for the AG23 portfolio and ARE9 portfolio.
Thank you. The next question goes to Abraham Ayer of Deutsche Bank. What is the total debt for the company in terms of all debts, including short-term debt, unsecured borrowings from related parties, convertibles? How much additional debt is needed to reach the run rate EBITDA of INR 10462 CR? Also, does the total cash balance currently include the entire US dollar $750 million earmarked for the hold co bond maturing in September 2024? Thank you.
So there is no, the run rate EBITDA number of 10,462 reflects the projects for which the debt has already been drawn and are already operational. So there is no additional debt required to reach a run rate EBITDA of 10,462 crores. That's number one. The number for the total debt, including all short-term, long-term debt, is 58,557 crores. The net debt number is 41,860 crores. And the cash balance that is on the accounts does include the entire 750 million earmarked for the Holdco bond maturing in September 24. That's backed by 100% cash.
Thank you. And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you have joined online, please use the Q&A chat box provided. And the next question goes to Sharon Chen of Bloomberg. When is a sponsor expected to subscribe to the remaining warrants? Thank you.
So as per the conditions of SEBI, there are 18 months to subscribe to all the warrants into the company. The expectation is that as and when the project ramp-up happens and the equity consideration will be required by AGEL for growth, the subscription from the warrants is, the capital from the warrant subscription is expected to come into the company. At the outset, the outermost boundary would be 18 months, but we expect it to come significantly earlier than that.
Thank you. And we have an audio question from Imtiaz Shefuddin of Barclays. Imtiaz, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you. Good evening. I just have a couple of questions on your debt. You made a disclosure today of securing a $400 million construction facility for 750 megawatts of solar projects. Could you indicate what's the total amount of construction facilities you have right now, and how much have you drawn down of those facilities, and how much remains undrawn, and how much more you might need to secure to meet your additional capacity additions? That's my first question.
Yeah, sure, Imtiaz. Imtiaz, as you recollect, we have scaled up our construction facility from 1.34 to 3 billion USD. Now with yesterday's media press release of 750 million USD, that what it effectively means is we have today 3.75 billion USD of construction facility. It is pretty clear that 750 million USD is completely undrawn. Out of balance 3 billion USD, nearly $800 million is also undrawn. So from 3.75 billion USD, 1.5 billion USD is an undrawn commitment right now, which will be used for the capacity to be implemented in this financial year.
Sorry, how much did you say was undrawn?
Yeah, so $750 million, which we announced yesterday, is completely undrawn. Out of balance, out of $3 billion USD, $800 million is also undrawn, actually. Both $800 million and $750 million will be used for the project to be implemented in this financial year.
Okay, understood. My second one would be, how much of these facilities will need to be refinanced or repaid in FY25 and 26?
So in FI, Imtiaz, in FI25 actually, what we need to refi is basically a part of the construction facility which we have used for our hybrid operational project. As you know, we implemented the largest hybrid project globally. So that facility needs to be refi in this financial year. That amount is approximately 1.1 billion USD, which we will be refining in accordance with our capital management philosophy within this financial year. From a legal contractual maturity perspective obligation, we have time till the end of this financial year to refi this entire 1.1 billion USD.
Okay, understood. Great, thank you. If I can just throw in a last question, and you have explained this before, but I just would like you to reiterate your clarification on this, show cause notification from SEBI. If you could just clarify again, please.
Yeah, so, show cause notice. We have issued a stock exchange clarification stating that,
yeah,
as far as show cause notice is concerned, show cause notice pertains to non-availability of peer review certificate for one of our joint auditors. And this was for a period of year actually, 2019 to 2020. We have also clarified that AGL as a practice of corporate governance has always been following a joint audit concept. Accordingly, even during that period, when one of our auditor was not having peer review, we had valid peer review certificate from the other joint auditor. Hope it clarifies in there.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. That's all from me.
Thank you. And as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you have joined online, please use the Q&A chat box provided. We'll pause for just a moment. Thank you. It appears we have no further questions. I'll now hand back to the management team for any closing comments. Apologies, we've just had a question come through on the chat from Sharon Chen of Bloomberg. What is the expecting timings for SEBI's final fundings for the remaining two investigations? Thank you.
Yes, so on the specific question, it is very difficult for us to comment when SEBI will be able to conclude the finding on remaining two investigations. In case, and as and when SEBI seeks cooperation from AGL, we will definitely provide all the necessary cooperation. And in case, as and when there is any further update formally which we hear from SEBI, we will definitely communicate to our wider stakeholder, including debt investor.
Brilliant. Thank you. That's all the questions that we have. I'll hand back to the management team.
Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to join the call. Because we appreciate your joining. We're very excited about the journey that AGL is on. There's a very strong, clear path ahead, and we will continue as a management jointly to make sure that we keep executing on the plans that we have ahead clearly in front of us.
Thank you. This now concludes today's call. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.